boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You ever see videos of people shopping on Black Friday? Way back in the days, I would say, and they are like almost beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah, or people that go after Stanley Cups.
Seriously, and they're like beating each other over a Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got that close over a Post Malone poster.
To getting beaten up or doing the beating?
Doing the beating.
Oh, no.
You almost saw me tonight at 10, radio DJ, beat the crap out of somebody.
Okay, this is not how I thought your weekend would go.
Well, let me explain. Somebody almost stole my Post Malone poster, so there was a reason for it.
Okay, through the drive-through?
No, okay, so here's what happened. I went to Raising Cane's to get my Post Malone posters, mm-hmm. You know, because they were doing the second round and the final round of the Post Malone posters.
It was the final round?
Thank you, God.
This is no great
more.
News.
No more, unless they do another thing with him, which, you know, he probably will. Mm-hmm. But it's the last one, so you won't hear about the posters anymore.
Until further notice.
But I had to get my posters, and so we went inside, we went, got our food, and we sat down and we ate. Mm-hmm. And I had them sitting next to me, sitting in the chair, almost as if, like, Post Malone was sitting next to me.
Of course.
You know, I didn't want them to get ruined or anything. But I noticed the guy sitting next to me, next to the chair with the Post Malone posters in it, just kept eyeing the posters.
Because you have to order these with your food specifically. They're just not like a freebie that comes with everything.
It costs $1.99.
Okay.
And I order two.
Of course.
Because they're double-sided. Mm-hmm. And I need both sides.
Yes.
And I just kept noticing, he kept looking over at my posters. And I kept looking at him like, what are you looking at, buddy? I'm like, what do you got going on? Eventually, he left because he was done eating his food.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I don't know, something felt weird when he walked right past me. Something fell off. But then he left, and then he came back in. And then he went right past my posters, looked down at them, and I was like, excuse me? And he was like, are those your Post Malone posters? And I was like, yes. He's like, oh, darn it. I was kind of hoping somebody left him here because I was going to steal them.
Oh, he admitted to it.
No, you're not. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not stealing these because I will throw some hands right now.
Yeah. You know what? I kind of respect him. I respect the hustle.
What?
I respect that he at least asked. He could have just snatched them and then you would have had a real snafu on your hands.
Would have had a fight.
But, you know, he was honest. He was like, yo, are those yours? No. Okay. I was going to do this bad thing, but I'm not going to now.
I'm like, get them yourself. They only cost $1.99.
Well, did you tell him that?
No, I was very confused why anyone would steal my Post Malone posters.
Did you cry?
Almost.
Oh, God.
I almost did. And the neighbor man was like, you should tell his father. I know you have him on DM. And I was like, why does everyone think I just DM his dad about every little thing? Like, hey.
Well, you kind of make it seem that way. You do.
I do not. I think people think I just DM every day. Like, hey, I had coffee today. Pop a post. Hope you have a good day.
Open up the app. Show the proof.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I think we're going to see a lot of people putting up their Christmas lights over the next week or so before it gets too brutally cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share something I saw on TikTok because honestly, I think more people need to be doing this with their Christmas lights. So it's this guy named Chris Biggs on TikTok. He, I believe, has a Christmas light company, but they keep Christmas lights on their home all year round. And they're like the color changing LED ones.
Yeah.
So they have some sort of remote or app that they can change it to whatever they want, whatever colors. And now he says that it is a code with his wife. She changes the colors based on how she's feeling.
I like this.
And he has a printout in his mm-hmm. car with the color code. So as he's pulling mm-hmm. up to get home for the evening, he knows what he's walking into. So I'd like to just tell you some of the mm-hmm. things that she has on here. If the lights are yellow, she's slightly annoyed. If they're orange, they mean be careful, proceed with caution.
Mm-hmm.
Red is I'm angry and it's your fault.
Mm.
Green is good mood. Blue is meh. Pink is playful. Purple is plan your funeral.
Ah, I like that.
And in this video that I saw, those were like the base level ones.
Yeah.
And he was explaining that she's now getting like even more creative with these. So there is a purpley pinkish light, which means her mother made her feel inadequate today. So please be careful with your critiques.
Oh, yes. Yes.
There's an ocean color one, which is like blues and greens and stuff, which means that she wants sushi for dinner.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
Yes.
And then red and blue flashing is the kids did something bad. She's going to kill them and you should call the authorities.
I love this.
And that is the key that she has.
I just need to switch a couple of them, but I need this.
That's what I'm saying. Even if you just wrap your, I know you were telling me earlier that you want to just do like your porch.
Uh-huh.
I say get some color changing so the neighbor man knows exactly how you're feeling.
No, and he needs a warning sometimes.
Don't we all?
Because usually I call him at work and he's like, I'm at work.
I just solved that.
Can you wait a minute? But I think if I just gave him a warning before he walks in and he could figure it out, mm-hmm. I think it would be nice for him to know, turn around, go get me flowers, or turn around, I need chocolate.
This is so genius.
I think he needs that.
You're so welcome, neighbor man. Well, 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 I unfortunately have been infected with the Christmas flu.
Ah, what a beautiful time.
I blame you. Literally before Halloween even came around, you were talking about Christmas and getting your decorations up and all the things. And God dang it, I went out this weekend and I bought Christmas decorations.
Yeah, she's got the flu. The Christmas flu.
I know. I went... Stupidly, I went to Target on Saturday because I needed some ankle socks. Okay. There's something in the air in there.
Mm. It's beautiful.
I was influenced. I was brainwashed. I don't know what it was, but I made my way through the Christmas section. It smelled like peppermint and gingerbread. Mm-hmm. And suddenly my cart was full of ornaments and new stockings.
Mm.
And my boyfriend judged me when I got home.
I wouldn't have.
Well, he was like, well, I mean, good for you. I didn't put them up, though. I will say I had enough self-control, but now that they are sitting, waiting to be hung up, it's going to be sooner than I planned, I think.
Yes.
And I think you got in my head because you were talking about it last week, and you were talking about putting yours up for Christmas boot camp.
Christmas boot camp is fully in effect. Christmas boot camp is because I have two new pets at the house that I don't know how they're going to interact with the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give you an update. Also want to give you a hack. I think I might have a hack if you were like, I don't know how my pets are going to act around a Christmas tree.
Well, I know how they're going to act. It's going to be terrible.
My hack is get garland and put that on the ground first and let them interact with the garland. That wasn't something I like found on the internet. That was just something I mistakenly put on the ground.
Yeah.
And my cat was trying to play with it. And I was like trying to reprimand him with the garland first, which kind of is like a Christmas tree when you think about it. And I kept telling him no, and the dog no. And then eventually they kind of got the hint that I can't play with this.
Uh-huh.
And then when it came to putting up the Christmas tree, they kind of got the vibe. Mm. Now, I will tell you, does that really mean they didn't mess with the Christmas tree? Kind of no. The cat did go up it twice, but I have had to reprimand him. And I feel like for the most part, he don't really give a dang about it. So we're doing good. The cat the dog don't care at all. The two dogs don't care.
That doesn't surprise me.
The one cat could care less. It's the cat, Mochi. He has tried to climb it up twice, and he's fat. Because I let him be fat, and he has broken a couple tree branches.
I can't wait. I am not praying on your downfall. I'm speaking from experience that you are going to wake up in the middle of the night because he will pull the entire tree down.
Because he's fat. Because I let him be that way.
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
That I let him be fat?
Boy's chunky.
He's a chunker. You always hear girls say, a man in uniform is gorgeous. Right?
Like what type of uniform we talking?
Any uniform.
Okay.
Man, oh man. Did I get a taste of that this morning? Because neighbor man. Okay, let me explain.
Ew.
He's going to school to be an EMT because he wants to be a firefighter. And you have to have your EMT to be a firefighter. Makes sense, right?
Uh-huh.
And today's the first day of clinical like school. I don't know EMTs. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to explain things I don't understand. But he had to go to clinicals today. And then it requires a uniform.
Okay.
Black pants, black belt, black shoes, and this t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I about lost it, Taylor. It was the hottest thing ever.
How is this any different than what he normally wears?
I don't know what it,
I get the firefighter uniform, excuse me. It's there. A uniform, I'm sorry.
Uniform.
But it sounds like a t-shirt and pants, man.
It was different, Taylor. I don't know how to explain it because he tucked it in. He doesn't normally tuck in his work shirt. He's kind of basically normal. He normally wears that whole outfit to work. He tucked it in today, and I lost it. He never tucks in his shirt, and I lost it. He was looking like a snag.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at
I don't... Like, that's all it took was him to tuck his shirt in?
Yes.
What are you going to do when this is, you know, someday his full-time job?
I don't know. I really don't.
He needs to get you a squirt bottle.
What's the comment?
Get back! Back, I say!
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I have kind of a sad update. You know, my little baby trees out front that got planted earlier this summer.
Yeah.
I don't know when this happened, but one of them has been absolutely stripped naked.
Well, you should give a warning before you say that.
I'm serious. So there's four little baby trees, and I believe the one that I'm talking about was Keanu Leaves.
Keanu.
All of his leaves are gone. The other three are fine.
Can't see.
They're blossoming. They're changing colors.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And there's just one who literally is naked on top.
Come on, put some clothes on.
Well, that's why I feel bad. I don't know if we make him some ornaments for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Dress him up a little bit. I don't think we have a long enough extension cord to light him up for Christmas, but.
Well, you can get the battery-operated ones.
Well, that's true.
But I think that's our assignment this week. We dress Keanu up. He can't be naked anymore.
He's naked.
We dress him up.
You know, I'm kind of a novice crocheter. I wonder if I can crochet him some sleeves.
Something.
He's got to be cold out there.
But that's your assignment this week and your Taylor window update. I'm putting that assignment on you. We also got costumes. Why don't we put a costume on? Well, actually, first off, would the city be mad at us? Are they the city trees right now? Before I get too carried away with this assignment I want to put on you.
Well, I do.
They are watering these trees right now.
Yeah.
Are they their trees at the moment or they are tree?
We
got to look into that first.
Might be split custody. I'm not sure. I don't know.
We will find that out first before I actually want to put that assignment on you.
Okay.
Because he can't be a naked tree.
Let me know. I just am like, all of his friends still have leaves and this poor guy
is naked.
Absolutely stripped.
But we'll find out who has custody of this tree.
I'm down.
We got to find a court, a judge, somebody. I don't know.
I'm
somebody
down
smarticle.
For okay. We're off to a great start.
Someone who doesn't use the word smarticle.
Exactly.
We want to know, what do you need to see before you die? You can let us know at 319-200-1029. We're talking about this because this was a conversation between me and neighbor man. Actually, yesterday in the car. I had gotten my Post Malone posters, and on the poster was Post Malone on one side, because it's two-sided. The other side was his store. I don't know if you know this, but he has two Raising Cane's store. And one of them is like a whole Dallas, like kind of Cowboys theme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also got some of his memorabilia in there. And I said, God, before I die, I want to go see this store.
Mm-hmm.
I have to. I know he has two stores.
He has a pink one too, right?
He has a pink one as well. But I want to see the Dallas one. That's the one I have to see. I want to see both, but that one's for sure the one I got to see before I die. And neighbor man's like, oh, we have two different lives here because I want to see the churches of St. Petersburg in Russia before I die. And you want to see a fast food chain before you die.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
we definitely have two standards.
Your priorities are a little bit different. It can be that silly, though. There are just some things that you need to see before you die, and we want to know what it is.
What do you need to see before you die? Let us know at 319-200-1029.
I'll give you a serious and an unserious answer. Is that okay?
Sure.
My serious answer, because I feel like everybody has a place that they want to see. Like, mm-hmm. You want to see a fast food restaurant.
That was a serious answer.
I know it is. I would like to see, I'll just say Europe, just in general. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something I got to, whether it be Paris or Greece or something, I got to see somewhere in Europe before I die. Now, my unserious, but also serious answer is I need to see a Justin Bieber Eras style tour before I die. Okay.
That's if he's going to do it.
Well, this is me manifesting and calling out to Justin Bieber himself. I know you're on a hiatus at the moment. Congratulations on your new baby. We need this. Okay. I don't care if it's in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I don't even care if it's in 20 years. This man has so many eras, from little baby Bieber all the way up to Peaches. I need to see a Justin Bieber Eras tour. But I think we could call it the Eras tour.
Oh.
Because he started off with that iconic hair, and then he bleached it, and then he cut it, and then he had like long hair. I need to see it all before I die.
Why don't you work for him and this could be his marketing?
This is my official application. I'd also like to be an employee of Justin Bieber before I die, if that counts.
Can you be his backup dancer?
Oh, no. I'm too tired.
I thought you were going to say, oh, no, I would try to, like, touch him or something.
No! I'm not a freak. No.
Oh, that would be me with Bose below. Never mind.
God. We want to know, what do you need to see before you die?
What do you need to see before you die? We want to know. 319-200-1029.
I'm taking a little look at Facebook, and there's a lot of location type answers. Amy said the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Marty also said Eiffel Tower and the Louvre. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
It reminds me what that is.
It's in Paris.
Is that the one where everybody throws a coin in?
No.
Okay.
We'll have a lesson off the air. Jennifer said Ireland.
I know what that is.
Good. This is just turning into a geography lesson. And Danielle said Mexico and Hawaii.
I know where those are.
Anyways, we want to know, what do you need to see before you die? Maybe it's a place. Maybe it's a celebrity or your favorite artist. You're like, I gotta see this.
Before I die.
Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
You know what? I bet you my social studies teacher is very disappointed
in me. I gotta see you take a map test before I die.
It would be very embarrassing.
I'm gonna go print one off.
No. What do you need to see before your time comes? We would love to hear from you at 319-200-1029.
It's sometimes a little silly. Destiny really wants to see the Post Malone Raising Cane's restaurants.
Yes, I do.
I'd really like to see a Justin Bieber Eras type tour, because I think I would seriously sob the entire time.
I know you would.
I would. Taryn, what do you got to see before you die?
I think a Post Malone concert, honestly.
Same. Well, I mean, I've already seen it, but I could see another one.
I think you'd see them all five times over if you had the option to.
100%.
Crystal, what about you?
Any kind of a view from a hot air balloon.
Oh, if I could handle heights, I would agree.
Oh, it's on my list. I've heard of places that they'll do it for like $10, and all you do is you go up and you go down. What? I will do. Yeah, like state fairs. I've heard they do that. I got to find a state fair that does it. Somebody tell me where it's at and I'll be there.
Okay. All right. Kristen, what about you?
I need to see a grandbaby be born.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to be 50 years old this month. I have a 26-year-old and a 29-year-old, and I am not a grandma yet. We don't know how many days we got left in this world.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see a grandbaby.
No pressure to you guys if you're out there listening.
Do my parents feel the same?
Ready to be a grandma. Whoa. Debbie, what about you?
I want to see Eminem before I die. Sing on my bucket.
That would be a great concert.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that's definitely on my list as well.
I feel like those, I don't know, like iconic artists like that totally are something you should see before you die.
100%.
Matthew, what about you?
I want to see a UFO.
Me too.
That would be so cool.
For real. And some aliens or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know they're out there.
Yeah, for sure.
I would love to just say hello.
Yeah.
What's it's great weather to see a UFO.
Oh my God. You're right.
Is it not?
I know it really is.
Open the windows, Taylor. We're looking for one.
I think this is the time of the year that they would come out. Matthew, we'll let you know if you let us up. No.
You call us, we'll call you.
Totally.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like when you're dating around and you're going on a lot of first dates, you probably have like a checklist of questions that you like to ask that person. And it kind of helps you weed out the red flags and the deal breakers. And actually, Olivia Rodrigo revealed she has a date that she always asks, a question that she always asks on dates. And if they answer it incorrectly, it's a red flag to her.
Oh, can you ask me it? Let's see if I'll answer it incorrectly.
Okay. Do you want to go to space?
Yes.
Okay. She would say no to you.
What?
She said, there's a really oddly specific question that I ask guys on first dates. I always ask if they think that they would want to go to space. And if they say yes, I don't date them. I just think it's weird if you want to go to space and that you might be a little too full of yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
I just think it's weird.
Okay.
That's what she said. Now, what's funny about it, before you get into your thoughts, because she did this in an interview, and none other than Grimes responded, who, if you don't know, is the ex-wife of Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
And she tweeted back and said, it's true.
Stop it. No, knock it off.
I don't know.
Do you want to go to space?
No.
Why?
I'm scared.
I think I say yes now, but if you actually put me in one of those little space rockets, I'd probably wuss out like a baby.
No, I don't like an airplane taking off. I think shooting off in a rocket, I would pass out and then wake up and be scared.
I think I can say yes now, but yeah, I don't even like plane rides at all. And I have to have the window seat, or I have a full-on panic attack.
Right.
So I don't think I could actually do it. I think I just say yes, but if it really came down to like...
Would you actually go? Yeah.
I don't think I could. I think I'd have a panic attack. Unless I could just like transport there.
Right.
Like
teleporting
there somehow.
I don't know. I get where she's coming from. But I
think that's kind of a stupid way to
I like the idea of having a question like that, though, that like isn't really like, what are your political views? Because, you know, you probably ask that and that tells you what you want to know. But I kind of like the idea of having something kind of silly.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you more information.
I just don't think space tells you that.
Well, according to Grimes.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
I always laugh because, you know, in high school, I got D's in gym class. And a year ago, I wouldn't have been caught dead in a gym. But now look at me. I go to the gym 5 to 6 times a week. I absolutely enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Got a schedule and everything. And now, on Wednesday... I'm going to my first spin class.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I opened my mouth, and I do regret it a little bit, not going to lie. I'm going to go stay with my sister. So tomorrow we're going to do the show. And immediately following our show, it's 7 o'clock, I'm going to go head back to my hometown.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go stay with my sister. Because Wednesday at my old high school, they've got a career fair. And so I'm going to go there, and I'm going to talk about the career of radio. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't want to miss a gym day because I'll be in my hometown and my gym's not there.
Yeah.
So I asked my sister if I could go join her because she does working out in my hometown. She's like, oh yeah, you can stop at my gym. They allow that. You could drop in and join my spin class.
Oh.
I said, okay, yeah, that sounds like fun. But then When I talked to neighbor man about it, he's like, oh, do you know what they do in spin class? I didn't know what they did. I opened my mouth to something I had no idea what it was.
It's intense.
I didn't know this. He goes, you know that they go up, down, up, down. Mm-hmm. They stay up for quite some time. Mm-hmm. They hardly ever go down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this, Taylor. I do regret it now.
It's not that, I mean, not that you can't do what you need to do. Like, you don't have to do the booty up type thing since it's your first time. But, like, all I can think of, I don't know if you've ever seen the Ariana Grande side to side music video.
Oh my God, I have.
It's going to be like that. My other thought is there special shoes you're supposed to wear for that?
Is there?
I don't know. Are those spinning shoes?
I don't know. I was just going to come in tennis shoes.
I hope you have padded pants because your butt is going to be
Jesus, yes.
Hurting.
I should pack my butt.
With pillows. You got a bag for that?
I'm going to wear my stretchy pants and I'm going to pack my butt with a pillow.
Dude, I'm saying.
I'm going to come in with the biggest badonk donk you've ever seen, but it's going to be a pillow. They'll be like, wow, did she work out? No, it's a pillow.
Okay, and she can't come back here.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win.
Nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I'm really upset because there was no leftover candy on the break room table. I really thought somebody was going to have full-size candy bars on the break room table.
Oh, I got the spot. Don't you worry.
Well, you know where they're at.
I got a couple of people who have little stashes.
Okay, you tell me later.
Mm-hmm.
Off air.
Yep.
But hopefully you're recovering after all that candy yesterday. I've got the last and final Halloween trivia question for you. What state produces the most? If you really thought I was doing a Halloween trivia question.
Oh my God.
I just Rickrolled you. Not really, but kind of. Yeah.
You got Mariah carried away.
This is an abomination. If you really thought I was going to do another Halloween trivia question.
She all week has been like gripping her seats talking about Halloween because this is what she's been wanting to do.
Christmas.
Unbelievable. We've been duped.
It's not too early. Go off, queen. Sing it, Mariah Carey.
She said it's time. I guess it's time.
I just Mariah Carey'd all of you. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, if you really thought I was doing another Halloween kidding, not a Halloween trivia question, you got to be kidding me.
Nope. Okay.
We're doing Christmas tonight, baby.
Like it or not.
Put the tree up. Here we go. What's the Christmas song we're most likely to sing along to?
Dude, and you know what? All the stores are going to start playing them.
Yeah!
Like, maybe tomorrow, honestly.
You should have done it yesterday.
Jeez. Okay, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I might just listen to it on my way home.
And you know what? I know you're not kidding.
I'll call you.
No, please don't. I'm
you
busy.
What's the Christmas song we're most likely to sing along to? She hates this so much.
You can't even help but sing along. I know how Christmas music works. God, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
That's some Christmas I can't get behind.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. Off the air, she said, if you're going to play this crap, we're going to play Justin Bieber Mistletoe.
That's exactly right.
Are you going to jam onto that on the way home?
See that? I could, and I might. Maybe I will. Best Christmas album of all time.
Oh, we're talking Christmas, whether you like it or not, baby, because Halloween's over. Yeah, there's Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, but we're talking Christmas.
The stores have the trees out.
I mean,
it's happening. It's time.
It's time. Tonight's trivia question. What's the Christmas song we're most likely to sing along to?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4569 said Jingle Bells. Oh, what fun it is to ride. See, I can't even help it. Hey. Can't help it.
You really couldn't help yourself, could you there?
No.
1861 said, do you hear what I hear? Me and my other siblings would do this in the car, echo version, with one appointed sibling singing opera just for our parents.
I can hear the opera kid.
You got it. Keep singing for mom and dad.
I can hear mom being like, if you don't stop, I'm going to pull this car around.
Oh, no, I see her being like, you better hit the notes.
Oh, I don't pay for singing lessons for this.
If you don't sound like Whitney Houston, get out of the car.
Cole. For everybody.
You're not getting nothing for Christmas.
Oh, God, that got sad. Sorry.
I hope the car ride was a lot more pleasing.
Yeah.
Jeez. Sorry, 1861. Let us know if you're okay.
Sing on.
You're the next guest.
Oh. You got me all sorts of messed up. It's November and we're talking about Christmas. I hate it here. 3821 said, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah. Tell me you're not singing.
Dude, how many times in the car have you been like, dude, I can hit the note? And then you're like, ah. And there's so much confidence. It never happens.
I want to say that's not me, but that was
you have. Every year you're like, this is the year
I'm gonna hit it. I've been practicing 365 days. Move over, Mariah. I'm filling in.
You're gonna do it on your drive home. I know you are.
And then like you said, I did it.
You just turn the radio up even louder and you're like, I sound just like her.
Oh my God, I'm even better than Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm.
You've been there. Don't lie. Don't lie.
You're like, who's the queen of Christmas now?
Yeah.
Me. They're just going to wait for me to defrost next year.
Okay, don't get crazy.
Oh, what's the Christmas song we're most likely to sing along to? What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I want to hear you sing that song.
I can't. You know what? It kind of hurt my throat a little bit, so I don't want to do that again. I'm going to have to do it, like, maybe on November 15th.
If you're wondering if Z102.9 is punking you, we're not.
Kind of.
No, I'm just Christmas obsessed. I'm thinking, why not? Join the train with me. Choo-choo.
We have no choice. And if anything, I unfortunately am like, I kind of want to listen to Christmas music.
Oh, yeah, right? I want to just because of Kool-Aid Man.
That gets me in the spirit, anything.
That gets me hyped every time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it's November 1st. We've got a trivia question that has to do with Christmas. I promise we'll wait until Christmas after this.
Well.
Well, I don't actually know. I can't promise anything.
You shouldn't.
What's the Christmas song we're most likely to sing along? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Jingle Bell Rock.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
See, that's the one I'm most likely to dance along with because I just think of Mean Girls.
I was going to say, do you know the dance?
You don't know the dance when they smack their legs.
She did.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, no, I got to do.
I'll do it again.
I'll play the mom. You got it, sweetie.
Exactly.
With the camcorder in the aisle.
Stay tuned for our live performance.
Just kidding. Going to be on TikTok later. No, it's not.
Absolutely not.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.